pleasant pre-show to you. Phil here. Turn the fan off. We got a pre-show happening for all of you who are Backstage Pass subscribers. I've got some Backstage Pass subscriber news. Not really anything too crazy. Actually, I was thinking about it yesterday. I thought, well, I could share that with the Backstage Pass people. What the fuck was it, though? I mean, oh, you know, Playing House. We're going to mention it on the air today, though. But Playing House has been renewed for a second season at USA. Whether or not I get invited back as Chief McGrath, I don't know. You know, that's just the way it goes. You know, the network, you know, whenever the network says, yeah, okay, let's do another season, the networks always have huge amounts of input into this stuff. And they literally will say, oh, we like this person, we don't like that person. Why don't you change the script? We don't like this, we don't like that. We want the storyline to change, some bullshit. There's no question in my mind that the USA, which was the network that picked up Playing House, there's no question that they're going to have... What is this saying, man? Empty all messages in the folder? Okay. I'm trying to get rid of all this goddamn shit that was plugging up my fucking... Good God, man. My I don't know why I still have an Earthlink account, but I do. And you know, these messages from... Most of the messages I have in my inbox here from Earthlink are about how the storage is almost full. Get more fucking spam shit. I had to clear this shit out because we just... So they may pick that up, but we'll talk about it on the air. And... you know, then I told you that we were finished editing last week. A lot of the, we didn't finish editing. We finished shooting the casting part of, our, pilot. But I mean, you know, we may have to go back and recast it because there's a whole thing happening. And maybe I shouldn't talk about this part on the air, but I probably will, but I'll let you guys know here. You know, you can't edit anything. You can't do anything unless the guy, one of the producers, particularly the main producer, is there. And I'm not complaining, believe me. I'm not bitching. I'm just saying there's a definite work deal going on here. But if you're a producer, and I'm the producer on the show, then I got to be there when they edit the thing. So, and I don't really want it edited. I don't, you know, really, I just don't see the point in editing it, man, when I'm not there. So anyway, there's a bunch of bullshit. It's What other stuff? We got a big promotion we've just rolled out today. We'll tell you about that. Other things we want to talk about on the show today will be the continuation of some other goofy shit having to do with Vernon Dozier and eating the peanuts out of someone's you-know-what. I think we're going to hang that one on Jack Armstrong because I got to find a way to work Jack in there. Our... website overhaul is, I am now told, should be done by the end of January, you know, and that's just the way it is. Yeah, I don't give a flying fuck what you're dealing with in this world. You know, these people are, you know, every single solitary, it seems like every single solitary contract you deal with these days, you know, they just don't ever do anything on time. So that's why, you know, we pay them the way we pay them, and I'm sure they understand that. And however, I'm very, very happy to report that we're moving along very well. The very first redesign we did on this website back in the spring of 2012, no, it was in the autumn of 2012, just 2 years ago, it was a fucking nightmare. I mean, I almost goddamn had a heart attack. I don't know why. You know, when you're dealing with a man's business, when you're dealing with somebody's business, you know, I'll give you some background. I take my business so seriously that we're in court right now. We're in court right now. And we have issued a mass number of subpoenas on Twitter. And we're going to get to the very source. And I know who it is. And you guys know I know who it is. And he knows that I know who he is. That having been said, and I guess some people just need to have their, you know, face rubbed in it. They don't understand that, you know, when life gets serious. And we're not, I'm not playing a game here, and I haven't been playing the games, you know, for 2 years, whatever it's been, a year and a half. For more longer than that, we've been trying to determine the source of this unbelievably wasteful and ridiculous harassment of our business. You could never figure it out. you have to have something, you have to be an abnormal personality to pursue the level of harassment that was pursued against our business. An abnormal person. And as we got deeper and deeper into this, we discovered that's exactly what we're dealing with. Somebody who is not believed by any, this is an individual who is not trusted by his own family. So we've gone to court, we've issued subpoenas. I'm not letting my foot off the gas on this at all. Some people may think that, oh, well, I'll get bored with it. No, I'm not getting bored of it with anything. You know, the fact is I can't, because the people that we're dealing with, the kind of individual we're dealing with, is a guy that's going to continue to try to exact some sort of damage against our... And I think it's because the guy has... He got his fucking asshole started to get a little bloody because, I didn't, include him in my circle of friends or some shit. I don't know what his fucking problem is, and frankly, I don't give a shit, but if he wants to go down this road, we're very, very happy to do it. So we're in court now. This guy, as far as I know, hasn't hired an attorney because he doesn't have any money. He's broke. As much as he'd like people to think that he isn't. I'm not broke. I got lawyers. I got more than one. And and I recognize that this makes this abnormal person we're talking about dig his heels in. I don't give a shit. I'm not here to do anything other than to protect our business to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And we've given the guy every opportunity. He thinks that we're kidding. He thinks it's something he can get it out of. He's not going to be able to get out of it. It's just, in fact, at this point, there's nothing he can do. I did give him an opportunity there that he didn't take. So we're going to pursue this on civil grounds. And the thing of it is, one of the things you need to understand that he didn't understand, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is a criminal standard. Beyond a reasonable doubt, I should say, is a criminal standard. Exact proof beyond a reasonable doubt is the criminal standard. But in a civil court, preponderance of evidence, meaning if you have enough circumstantial evidence to create an impression, that's good enough. A jury can find in your favor. It doesn't matter if somebody doesn't have any money. You can still levy a financial penalty against them. They're going to wind up paying you for the rest of their life. Now, the guy we're dealing with is a guy who has an inflated opinion of himself. And the idea that he would be indentured to me for the rest of his life would probably drive him to the point of suicide. I'm very serious. The idea that he would have to pay me money, in fact, if he's watching this video cast right now, which he most likely is, he's probably thinking that's never going to happen, because he probably thought it was never going to happen that I'd find out who he was. He probably didn't think it would ever happen that I'd find out where he lived. He probably didn't think it would ever happen that I'd find out who his parents were and where he went to school and and all the other things, or that I, was in touch with people that know him that can be deposed by my attorney. They can sit down and answer questions. So these are all very serious matters. This is not playtime on the internet. This isn't the land of trolldom. This isn't the land of anonymous. He is not anonymous. He's known to us. And we're pursuing it now in the court. My attorney said, well, do you want to? I said, yeah. He said, you want to take this to the court in Ventura County? I said, yes, I do. Now, the reason why I say all of that, guys, is because it's business, and you're always very, very careful with your business. When it's your living, you can't let someone fuck with that. Some people think it's funny. Some people think they can get away with it. Some people think that they deserve the right to fuck with your business because you hurt their feelings. I mean, these are adults we're talking about, if you can believe it. But no, they don't. They don't get to do any of that. And so you have to, go to the mat and protect what you have. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because, why am I bringing that up? Oh, you know something, man? We can go back and make that purchase again. Well, it has something to do with business. It has to do with the TV pilot, It's got nothing to do with me wanting to be a control freak. It's got nothing to do with me wanting to be anything other than a guy that's just protecting what I do and how I do it, and I want to make sure that it's done right. And so, You cannot avoid in this world, if you want to be successful at anything, you cannot avoid being thought of as a prick and being hated by a certain number of people. You'll never be able to avoid it. If you want to be successful, you will be hated by people. You will. To what extent, I don't know. Will it be a major problem for you? Not if you don't let it be a major problem for you. Some people are always going to just have it in for you. Being successful in life means people will hate your guts. You would think it'd be the opposite thing. That's not the case at all. It's not the case at all. Yeah, there's people that admire you. Don't get me wrong. There's people that like you, but there are people that will dislike you. And I'm not talking about this troll. I'm talking about like in business. I mean, colleagues. And you have to, the best way you know how, negotiate that and navigate that and try not to make any more enemies. But you can be the nicest guy in the world. You can go through life the sweetest guy on earth. It doesn't make any difference. Some people may say, well, you know, you kind of rub people the wrong way with your personality. It doesn't make any fucking difference. You could be the sweetest guy. Look at Jesus. He got fucking crucified. That was about the nicest guy that was going, man. Yeah, wasn't he? That's what they tell me. That guy was the nicest guy in the fucking world, and he got nailed to a fucking cross. In the words of Nevada Smith, that looks worse than hanging. You remember when, did you guys ever see the movie? When he looks at the crucifix, he's a half-breed, quote-unquote, Indian. So he's never seen a cross before. He's never seen a crucifix before. He's never seen the image of Jesus Christ hanging on a cross. He says, Jesus, what is that? You know, he said, Jesus, what is that? He says, that's the Son of God. That's the Jesus. He gave his life so he could teach man to love his fellow man. And Nevada Smith's favorite, the very famous quote is, well, he must have missed somebody because that looks worse than hanging. So, and it frankly does. I don't know that there are too many things in this world that are much, look at this. I'm still getting invited to Kevin Pollak's poker tournaments. It'd be fantastic to go to them, but I got no fucking time for that, man. I just don't. You know, I'm just so, all right. It's crazy, isn't it? It's just fucking crazy. What the fuck is going on? These plugins and all this shit, man. This goddamned Earthlink. You guys are for shit, man. You really are for shit. I'm done with your asses. Goodbye. Why the fuck we still have an Earthlink account? I don't understand that. So let's do something original and unique, and let's get rid of that Earthlink account. That would be a groovy thing, don't you think? All right. Where were we, man? On the table. I'm going to get over here in just a second and look at a little bit of the news here during our pre-show. Are we really 24 minutes in? No, we can't be. I want to see what we are, man. It says 22 minutes in. I have no idea. Is that, we also have a contest. You guys saw the homepage of our website. We got a contest that we're going to be running the last week of the year. And I think you're just going to love it. You're just going to love it. Like That featuring Skate, Jack and Jack. There it is. Where is that song? No role models, we get that? Okay. And then, y'all. So you can be the nicest guy in the world. Some people, and the other thing is, because in the business that I'm in, which is the business of media, some people have the misguided impression that because I do what I do for a living, that I'm somehow some kind of a a softy, you know, like that this is, it may appear to be soft work to some, because they don't understand what I do. But believe me when I tell you, I didn't always work on the radio. I didn't always do the entertainment thing, man. I did all kinds of fucking jobs. And you don't reach a certain level of success in this world by being some kind of a fucking pussy, you know. And I'm not saying that I'm the baddest ass in the world. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is, when it comes to my business, when it comes to what I do for a living, when it comes to my family, when it comes to my finances, I will rip a motherfucker's throat out. I mean, I will kill. I will fucking gouge people's eyes out. I will cut fucking tongues from people's heads. I will, you don't even want to know, you know. I'm the same way as you, in other words. Same thing you do. I'm absolutely fucking fearless when it comes to protecting my family and my, absolutely fucking fearless. I'm telling you, I've had my home address put out on the fucking internet. I've had my home address put out on Twitter. I've had people threaten my life for decades. And I don't take any of that lightly. Believe me when I tell you, I don't. And the most recent guy to pull this shit is this, our friend, who is going to, he's going to be sorry his fucking mother ever met his father. Now that's the fucking emis, as they like to say. So I've got no illusions. I'm not saying I'm, you know, but I have no choice. Do you have any choice when it comes to protecting what is yours? What would you do? I don't have any doubt in my mind that you guys would be the same way. So, and this stuff, it made the news. You know, I don't know if you saw, but there's a thing called the Courthouse News Service. All Access had it. I don't know who the hell else had it, and I don't give a fuck. You know, I didn't file a lawsuit because I want publicity. I believe me when I tell you, I don't. I filed a lawsuit for one reason and one reason only: to get to the bottom of what's been going on with my with this harassment, this criminal behavior that has been directed toward my business, toward my home, toward friends of mine, toward professional acquaintances of mine. Criminal behavior engaged in by an individual who has put on the face of civility and the law-abiding citizen face to his friends and family. Not that probably any of them are buying it. I mean, anybody that knows this guy knows what a real sack of shit he is. But, I mean, the fact is that he's got this little mask, and I don't know who he thinks he's fooling, and it's fine with me, because I don't give a shit. All I'm trying to do is protect this company of ours and the work that I do. The guy's a pathological liar, and you know, he's a psychopath. Psychopaths can stare you in the face and lie straight at you, and man, you'd swear to Christ they're telling the truth. But the people that know him know what a lying motherfucker is. I do. I barely know the guy. But people that know him well know what he is. And I don't know what his problem, other than the fact that he's not quite human, you know, he's an abnormal, as I said, abnormal personality. I don't know what any other problem he has, but I heard that he had sent some email to me congratulating me on the Jay Santos t-shirt. This was years ago, and I guess I didn't include him in the, you know, my circle of friends, or say that he was cool or whatever. Maybe I insulted him. If I did, he probably deserved it. And I think then he got his little feelings hurt, and he began this campaign of, you know, of harassment. He took on this handle at Twitter called I Poke Smut, which I think he thinks or thought was pretty clever, like I smoke pot. The cat's a Mormon, so maybe that's pretty, you know, daring stuff in his world. But be that as may, we found out that this I Poke Smut domain had been registered at an address almost directly right on top of where this guy used to live. Okay? And so there was for all the world. So that's a very interesting bit of, you know, proof. But, of course, for a psycho, the guy's going to deny it right up to his fucking grave. Look at that guy that went to the fucking electric chair denying that he ever raped that woman, and that found out later on after the DNA test that he did. I mean, we're dealing with the same kind of brain. It's kind of a lizard brain. It doesn't work the way a human brain does. It's all right. So, having said all that shit, I am simply, what the fuck is this? Jingle hell? I like that. Jingle Hell. I'm sorry, I'm sort of off camera here. Excuse me. Oh, fuck. Thank God for Zantac, man. Anybody, you guys ever use a Zantac? Fuck, that shit's great. Oh, that fucking shit is the best, man. And I like the mint-flavored stuff, and I know a lot of people don't, but... See, I got acid reflux ever since I was like... Ever since I turned 40. I remember when I got to Atlanta is when it started. And, man, it's been bad. Woo! Bad, man. Not good, man. I'm going to tell you, this is a really interesting thing. I was talking to my manager, who's a great, great lady. Her name is Gigi Garner. And she said to me, Phil, there isn't anything in this world of ours when it comes to doing television or movies that is ever smoothly done. There's always a fucking crazy-ass goddamn process to it, you know, because I was telling her about, you know, what was going on with the pilot. And she said, it's just the stuff, it never goes smoothly. It never fucking goes according to plan. It's always 9 million people weighing in. Here's another guy with another fucking opinion. Here's another guy with another fucking opinion. You swear to God that the process itself is designed to fuck up. It's designed not to let the very best possible stuff, you know, make it to the fore. I'm just... how about that song yesterday, you guys, that we played... Motherfucker by Faith No More. What the fuck? You ready for that, man? You know, I just think that it was weird. All right, I think I'm just about... ready to crank. I know we're going to look at some news here in just a second. Pardon me, guys, but... Joanna, I love you. You're the one, the one for me. Darkest Carols, Faithful Sing, Christopher Lee. Is this the name of a band? God damn it. Oh, man. Did I get... Yeah, I didn't think that fucker was in there. Oh, man. Thugged out. Kevin Gates. I want to see this, see what song.
Out in the street, they call it weather.
All right, fuck it. And then, what's this one here? Sounds like Bud.
get nigga disrespectful when we sexin'. I-N-D-E-P-E, whatever. Ain't got no time for spellings. About time you start undressing. All that ass behind you, I can see it from the front. Cutting up the ply, sipping yike, blowing blood.
Alright, fuck off. Alright, so that's cool. Got it together. Let's look at some news now. I finally got that shit going on. And then we're going to get our shit together. This probably is the longest goddamn pre-show ever. And the most pointless pre-show. Free stuff, repeat free stuff. And I don't know whether you see this or not, but there it is on our homepage, free stuff. And we'll tell you all about it. We will tell you all about it. There's Daddy Christmas there, otherwise known as Herb Hendry, my father. Between December the 24th and January 1st, Phil will mention a secret hashtag during each of our podcasts. You know, I'll explain all this when we get into the show, but you can go to the homepage and read the rest of it if you'd like to. And that ought to be a lot of fun. Let's get over to our news here. I don't know what kind of news there is. Did they ever figure out the name of the guy that... I know I'm making a big thing out of this, but partisans collide as Obama's team seeks to avoid... CIA fight. The White House side. This whole goddamn torture shit, which I don't give a fuck. You know, I really don't. I really fucking don't. I could give a shit. Talk about torturing motherfucking terrorists. I am not gonna fucking get upset about that. I'm just not. The stuff about, well, this is not us. We're not, you know, this is not what we do. Well, okay. I mean, we don't do it to Americans. Our enemies? Who gives a fuck? Manchester City, what happened with them, man? Did they win another? Roma versus Manchester, UEFA Champions League news. So it's going to be Rome versus Manchester for the Champions League championship. Whatever. A lot of sports news, man. Jesus. A lot of sports news. More from Johnny. So we call him a fucking midget. I don't think that Marvin Lewis meant to be cruel at all to Johnny Manziel when he said he was a midget.
I mean, it's a dream come true to be... where I am now, getting a chance to start my first NFL game. You sit here and you have a lot of time to think about it, obviously, over the course of the year.
Let's see what you got here to say here, Johnny.
Getting a chance to play, when you're going to get really that first chance to get out there and make your first start. And I mean, it's a dream come true to be where I am now, getting a chance to start my first NFL game. You sit here and you have a lot of time to think about it, obviously, over the course of the year. Not getting a chance to play, when you're going to get really that first chance to get out there and make your first start. And Coach Pettine let me know on Monday night, I guess. And it was an awesome feeling for me, and it really, really made me hungry and motivated to go out and get prepared for this week.
Okay. Johnny, Coach Pettine said that your teammates see you in a different light out there. Do you feel like you were in a different light out there?
I felt I was out there, with a lot more confidence, even going into today. And felt like last time I stepped on the field, I tried to show that a little bit and get these guys to trust me and rally around me a little bit, even though I'm the young guy here on the offense. But at the same time, these guys, I need each and every one of them this week. It's not a one-man deal. It's not one person going to miraculously make everything better. We have to work as a team this week to go out go through our reps in practice and make sure we're constantly trying to get better, and if we want to have the result we want to have on Sunday. I think Cincinnati knows, obviously, now that I'm going to be playing on Sunday, and I mean, they have time to prepare. They can go back and look at what they want or game plan. They know that I'm behind center. So other than that, I think the focus this week is on us and what we need to do as a team and as an offense, and get better and go out here and execute and put points on the board. I mean, that's what we need to do, and it's what we've been struggling to do a little bit the past couple of weeks. So we need to flip the script and hold our own way in the soccer room.
Hey, you know, I know that Marvin Lewis apologized for that midget comment, but what do you think that is saying? That is he saying, hey, you're not 6'4", we don't have to worry about this guy, or what?
I mean, I don't think they're saying that if they played Drew Brees, even though he's 6 foot, they wouldn't just completely throw him out of the game plan because he's 6 foot. But for me, I didn't take it any type of way. It didn't make me feel any way.
Did you laugh at it?
Oh, of course. It's absolutely funny. I mean, my height, I'm not gonna sprout 5 inches over the course of of the week. So, I mean, it is what it is, and. My height is my height, and I need to overcome it with the other pieces of my game, and I think that's it.
What's the emotion? What's the feeling going to be like when you run out onto that field and dark fans and all that?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be nuts. But at the same time, we have business to take care of, and we have a game to play. So, can't get too caught up in everything that's going on outside and get caught up in the moment. We have a game plan. We know what we want to execute. We need to go out there and do it. It's extremely tough on Brian. He's a very competitive person. He wants to be out there. And at the same time, I know Brian's told everybody here that he wants what's best for this team. And I think what gets lost a lot throughout all this, having a younger guy and then a veteran, and you're competing throughout the whole camp, there's kind of a general misconception that me and Brian don't get along all the time. Or I know I saw something last weekend about me mumbling something on the sideline. Me and Brian have a great relationship. We're teammates. We're not enemies. There's nothing like that. So I feel he's fully behind me. He's obviously disappointed, but I'm sure it's obviously a little bit of the same feeling that I've had throughout the course of the year. But Brian has handled it like a professional that he is, and mine and his relationship, I mean, we're teammates and we look out for each other, and he's done that for me, and vice versa.
How do you think you'll be able to handle the
all right, okay, cool. So I think that's pretty cool, and you know, I'm glad to hear that you know, he doesn't have a, you know, he appreciates where Brian Hoyer's coming from, and you know, Brian Hoyer's gonna have to live with it. I mean, I'm not such a Brian Hoyer fan that I don't think Johnny Manziel should get a chance. But everybody remember a guy by the name of Colin Kaepernick? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. Now, Brian Hoyer is not Alex Smith. That's true. Alex Smith is a far better quarterback than Brian Hoyer. Alex Smith is a big-time quarterback, in my opinion. But Alex Smith is not, you know, like Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was in danger of becoming an Alex Smith, if you will, until he won the Super Bowl, made the big plays in the Super Bowl for Baltimore. Otherwise, he would have been sort of a whole lot of potential that had not been, you know, realized. But anyway, so that's where that's at. All right, let's get our fucking shit together here and just do this show. We ready? Everybody ready? Let's do Jingle Hell. Phil Hendry Show.
Gonna miraculous.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a fucking minute here, man. What is that? What is that? Are you kidding? No, man, get no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. All right, here we go. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.